From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. The coronavirus pandemic has separated many people from their loved ones, and perhaps the most isolated are those in nursing homes. Many facilities have gotten creative in recent months to boost morale among residents. They found ways to reunite families through glass windows or plastic barriers. Some have hosted drive-through outdoor celebrations. In Marion, Alabama, about an hour's drive south of Tuscaloosa, one nursing home employee turned to the power of music. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
For as long as she can remember, Ashley Moore has loved to sing.
Singing is it's in my blood. I've been doing it all my life.
Moore is a licensed practical nurse at Perry County Nursing Home. When she started working there about 3 years ago, she would occasionally hum a tune while walking the halls. A few residents started to notice, and they loved it.
From then on, I sang because I didn't, you know, they're living in the nursing home. This is where they're going to be. I don't exactly know how they're feeling at the moment, but if I can do anything to brighten their day, I will.
She started singing during activities and church services. She'd even meet one-on-one with residents to sing their favorite songs.
Thank you, Lord. I won't complain.
But earlier this year, that kind of thing became more difficult. Since March, the coronavirus has spread through most nursing homes in Alabama, including Perry County. People haven't been able to visit in person, and there haven't been as many group activities or group singing. Fannie Bates is 75 years old and lives at Perry County Nursing Home. She says it's been a difficult time.
These past few months have been, it's very lonesome because most people are used to their family, you know, getting together and everything.
Ashley Moore says it's also been stressful for staff. The restrictions, the health risks. She says they can't interact with residents like they used to. But at the same time, residents need them more.
We were just trying to figure out ways to continue to try to keep some kind of normalcy in there.
Sharon Phillips is the administrator at Perry County Nursing Home. She says one idea was to use the loudspeaker to deliver inspiring messages. But they needed a volunteer.
And Ashley said, I will. And she got on the pager and said a prayer and then started singing on her own.
In the middle of the hallway, in her purple scrubs, Ashley Moore began to belt gospel hymns throughout the facility.
And let me
Moore says she sung a lot over the years, but this time it was different.
The reaction was nothing like I thought it would be. Everybody hears me sing. I didn't know that those words to that song meant so much to them. People were even crying.
She says one of those people was Fannie Bates. She's one of Moore's biggest fans. Bates says for her, every song is spiritual. And she says you can hear that in Moore's voice.
She does a great job with singing and a great meaning to it. And I just love something like that.
Bates says she also loves to sing. She says it makes her feel better, even when she's lonely. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.